I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi died Sunday in a helicopter crash, an announcement that sent shockwaves across the Muslim world. Iran's foreign minister and other officials were also killed. The Iran government has scheduled an election within 50 days for Raisi's replacement. Lana Silk, CEO of Transform Iran, says,
"You would think that that would potentially change many things in the country. The reality is that the Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei is literally the Supreme Leader of Iran and controls near enough everything. You could argue that all other extensions of government and authority are an extension of his will. And he has now already come officially and made a statement and said nothing is going to change."
Pray more Iranians finally see Christ. And the school year in Kenya is only about halfway through, beginning in January and ending in October. But for some Kenyan kids, the school year may already be over. Major flooding across the country damaged at least 62 primary schools. So when other schools were reopening last week, 15,000 students from destroyed schools had nowhere to go.
And then if water flooded classrooms, that's even worse, because already just the issue of each child having their own workbook or sitting at a desk meant for two and there's three at it. All those hardships that are there every day, with or without floods.
That's Steve Holman with Kenya Hope, a ministry that supports widows and children economically and spiritually. Pray for Kenyans impacted by flooding to know God's comfort. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tell the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott.